You're listening to Israel's number one podcast.
This is premium content. If you are not a premium subscriber, please pause now and purchase a premium membership immediately.
Okay, I'm recording right now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm recording too.
Have you done a mic test with that new microphone?
Yeah, no, fuck my fucking...
I don't care about your sandwich at all.
Yeah,
I really don't give a fuck.
No, seriously, it doesn't matter that the Capicola was like the greatest I've ever had.
That's great, man. Hey, Pat, did you do a mic test with that new mic?
I did record me singing Don't Cheat by Simple Minds.
Do it.
Just like Dan Ninen does on his SoundCloud.
That song is by you, dude.
That's also the only thing that is confirmed to sound good.
Don't forget about me.
There you go. My favorite part of that song is the lyrics that Pat knows.
My favorite part of the song is the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When it comes to songs, one of my favorite parts is lyrics.
I do remember having...
I got this skate wax that looks like weed.
Because it's green, that doesn't look like.
Yeah,
green.
No, look,
it's got a stem. It's got a stem.
You're way too Pat. This is going to be a disaster with Pat holding the mic. He needs that.
Yeah,
arm.
No, I need to get that arm. So
we
the
need
fans,
to hire someone.
The fans
to
need
the
to buy it for
mic
me.
In front. Yeah, we all got new mics except
yeah.
the camera.
Mine is coming in the mail.
Mine's coming in the mail. My mic goes to a different school.
Yeah,
fuck you dude.
Yeah. You don't have a mic.
You guys are just jealous because I've had a better mic than you this whole time.
Not anymore.
I think my mic would be good on the table.
I think
I'd
it would
absolutely
not.
Not.
It would not at all.
Sound good.
You're the stupidest guy I've ever met in my life.
I'm not stupid. I'm not actually stupid.
You're really
I just
stupid,
act
dude.
Stupid to make
you
myself
just act
smart.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like Jar Jar Binks in that
you're
act stupid
be a
and
senator
I'm secretly a Sith Lord and I'm going to be a senator.
He's not a Sith Lord.
He's secretly a Sith Lord.
Do you ascribe? You ascribe?
Patrick
you
is a Sith Lord.
Oh.
Because he just sits all the time.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you think that you? Oh, that's funny. That's
yeah.
funny to you.
Yeah,
that's funny to you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Say
it's
it
funny
again
to
if
me.
You think it's so funny.
He's a Sith Lord because he's always sitting down.
You're sitting down
oh
right now.
Gosh.
I'm not sitting down. I'm standing up.
I mostly
you're
just
not.
See both
I'm
of you sitting
up.
Down.
You're
both sitting. Down.
You're
I'm standing
spitting up like a baby.
I'm standing up right now.
No, I'm
you're
standing
spitting
up.
I'm actually duct taped to the ceiling. And
you're
I'm
a baby, and you're spitting up.
Patrick, why are you obsessed with babies?
You're obsessed with babies.
Oh, really? Am I? Who's the one who keeps talking about them, pal?
You keep talking about a diaper.
No,
that you're
I
wearing.
Don't. No,
that
can we
you're
just
wearing.
Get back? Can we just get back to my sandwich, please?
Never.
No.
Oh my god. Why do we even do this anymore?
All right,
I mean,
fine.
I need water.
Caleb,
I need a drink. It's 80 degrees in this apartment.
Why didn't you
81?
Get water before we started recording?
Because you guys didn't let me.
No, we did. We said you could go to the store and get an energy drink if you want.
And then Cameron said, don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't care. You can go. I'm the boss. You can go.
Yeah, you go and you take
the
mic
boss.
With you.
Yeah, yeah, I could. I could.
Cool,
if you
let's
guys
do
record,
a Patrick Man on the Street.
Yeah,
right
if you
now.
Record if you record my Zoom call because I'm on my phone, I could go to 7-Eleven in the middle of this episode.
Okay, go.
If you guys
yeah,
want to record
I'll do
it.
I'll do the extra editing for this.
It's worth it.
Or,
yeah.
Wait, no, this is gonna be tough.
I know. We've already started the episode. We can't really
because
do that.
Okay, then it will have to be the
we then, should do that at one point,
no,
but I don't
do
think
no, let's do it right now.
Come on.
Okay, wait.
What?
Yeah, I can make
Take
it work.
Phone.
I can make it work.
Yeah,
the audio
right.
quality for this episode is going to get worse.
Unmute your phone and mute that.
I'm literally all I'm going to do is go to 7-Eleven. I'm not going to talk to anyone.
Oh no, you're going to talk.
No, you have to.
You're
going to
talk to
no,
us, or else
right,
you're not
then,
allowed to
then,
go.
Then no, then I don't want to.
No,
come
go.
On, dude.
Are you
then
afraid?
I don't
you're
do
afraid
it.
To talk
you're
into
afraid,
your phone.
Dude.
He's I'm not afraid
of,
to talk into
Patrick
my phone.
If someone,
fucking
sees,
look at me, fucking look at me. You see somebody like me that looks like me walking down the street.
What is that supposed
like,
to mean?
Oh, the great.
What are you talking about?
I call, dude, I look.
Oh my god, it's a
crazy.
Fat guy on the
no,
phone, dude.
They're gonna call the police on a fat guy on the phone.
No, dude, this
you
fat
mean,
guy is video chatting with his friends
talking about skateboard. Can you guys send the SWAT team?
They would like do that.
Yeah, look, we need to put this guy in jail immediately. He looks too crazy.
Just go, dude. You're such a baby, dude.
No, I don't want to go anymore.
Oh, my God.
This guy's wearing his hat backwards. And he...
Thanks for ruining the episode, Pat. Yeah.
I didn't ruin the episode.
You just ruined it.
Literally just ruined the episode.
We're 4 minutes in.
Pat goes to 7-Eleven.
It's already
Now, what
ruined.
Are we going to call the episode, dude?
I can't. Okay.
Everybody,
have to wear,
everybody,
I'd
listen
have to wear
to this
a mask.
So,
you wouldn't hear it.
You would.
Wouldn't
you,
hear me.
You can hear people through the mask.
Yeah. Are you so quiet
you
that you can't talk through a mask? Patrick's mask is made of steel.
I have like a neoprene one.
You have a what? A neoprene?
I have a neoprene one.
Neo what now?
Neoprene.
Go to 7-Eleven.
Nah.
You are the worst.
You should be fun, dude.
Yeah, you would have done
you
this.
Should drink, you should come to my house and drink 50 beers and sit on my head. And now you won't even go to the store.
Yeah, now
it's
afraid.
A scary time.
What happened to you, dude?
You go to the store every day.
He goes to the store every day. You threatened to go to the store before we started.
Yeah, it's true.
Just go. Oh, okay. This is how you slowly convince Patrick of something. Yeah. Is that, he says, no. And then at some
yeah,
point it flips and he goes, yeah, that's true. And then it turns into... Yeah, I guess. And then he's doing it. So we just have to push him a little farther. Just have to push him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he'll do it.
Yeah.
And then he'll bring up – and the reason why he doesn't want to do it is because, like, his mom did – something at one point that taught him a lesson.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just my mom went to the store recently, so I just feel like –
My mom actually gave me a moral about that recently.
Yeah.
I was reading a fable.
I was reading Aesop's Fables with my mom.
My mom and my dad actually recently went to the store on a podcast, and it didn't go well. So.
I had a friend. Mm. I had a friend in middle school who actually played video games all the time. So I don't know if I should do that.
My older brother Beetle. He went to the store one time.
My older brother Beetle.
I don't know his name. No, you have 15 brothers.
I have
the
two
oldest
brothers.
One is Beetle.
You think you have two brothers?
Beetle. He's a black lab. He's a dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have a dog brother.
I have a dog.
Yeah,
brother.
My dog brother went to the store and they sent him to jail because of how crazy he looked. So I can't go to the store.
I walked to Whole Foods and I got sushi. And I came back so sweaty that I had to like take my shirt off and eat sushi without a shirt
on.
I was just sitting here.
Let me get you out of that place, dude. That basement.
I am getting out of here soon.
To where exactly?
To
what's
New Hampshire.
Exact address?
The exact
Addy.
Address.
I need the Addy. I'm gonna slide
is,
through.
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Okay, he's fake typing.
I'm real typing because I know it's above a restaurant.
Typing. He's typing in.
It is. Hold up.
I'm not going to cut it out. So just so you know, I'm not
all
doing
right.
any extra
it
editing.
It is 137 Rockingham Road in New
Rockingham,
Hampshire.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Rock and roll.
That is my new address. Send all the mail you want to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Oh, that's that same pizza place, isn't it?
No. No, it's not a pizza place. It is.
It's
my
it's
no.
Your pizza
once
place.
No, once
because,
Patrick moves in there, it's going to be a pizza place.
It's a pizza place to be called.
It's a. It's not. The
it's going to be
place,
a.
That
it's going to be a
place. Is at the Crossroads Mall.
It's going to be at a Comet. Mm. It's going to be a Comet style pizza place.
Yeah.
Once Pat gets
that's
in there.
True. Once Pat moves in,
yeah.
It basically immediately it is listed on Google Maps as a ping pong and pizza restaurant.
They flipped the sold sign into Comet ping pong.
It just just big.
They just turn it over.
Oh fuck. Yesterday somebody asked I was in the park. I've been walking around the park. I went to Bushwick yesterday for the first time.
Oh yeah, Caleb's
Bushwick
in New York. This is the first Caleb
this is the
New
first,
York.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm gonna be living in New Hampshire. Caleb lives in New York.
And I'm
and
living
Cameron
in,
lives
Cameron
lives
in a new state of mind.
Whoa.
New baby penis.
Yeah. You wish, dude.
That's what he has.
Yeah.
You wish I had
Cameron,
that,
you do
dude.
Have sort of a like you cast the same shadow as Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, similar outline.
Yeah,
similar silhouette.
Like the same paper cutout.
Dude, Chris D'Elia fucking he laughs Like
he does.
He's so, oh my god.
Dude, that
guy, there's something about that guy.
No, but he does not like close his eye. His eyes widen when he laughs. It's,
you know what else
scary.
He does? He goes like which one is worse, his laugh or his penis? And what it does. What it craves.
Ooh. Well, because he might be laughing while.
You think he jokers?
I think he might be
Joker.
Think
the Joker, what does a Joker's cum face look like? He frowns.
Yes.
The only time he ever frowns.
Yeah.
How's this
with,
face?
With teeth. Stop making that face, dude. That's like a 2009 Vine face.
Yeah.
Like that's like a Will Sasso face. Yeah. You look good, dude. I went to Bushwick yesterday, and it's an entire, not a neighborhood, it's an entire city of people who look like us three. Every single person looks exactly like us.
Like
I
us?
Thought I saw both of like us, like us, like you, me, and Pat.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
just
pretty
identical.
Cool. I can't.
Yeah, and they all have. Everyone has a dog. Jana asked what some of the issues. Like, what is that dog? Like, what is your dog made out of? And the lady was like, "Well, we recently had the 23andMe done, and it's basically like 1% this, 1%
oh my God.
Chinese, 1% monster, and 1% black lab." It's sick,
that's
dude.
A small dog. It's only 5% of a dog.
4% of a dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's sick, man.
Is that one of those like genetic GMO dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like created in a lab dogs that has just like a shit ton of health problems.
Yeah, it's a dog that's a cat.
Yeah.
If you fuck up a dog enough, it's just a cat.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you inbreed it enough.
Vice versa.
And Vice
Magazine.
And Vice Magazine.
That's where Caleb lives.
That's true. I moved here so that I could do.
You can
I moved
get a
to
job
Queens
Vice.
So I can do a documentary here where I walk around talking to different rappers and being scared.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? All those Vice documentaries?
You,
the Chirac one?
Yeah. You look at the camera.
They send a guy with Warby Parker glasses.
They literally, like, I mean, they send like he looks like white Donald Glover, and they send him to the south side of Chicago, and he's like, I'm here with a rapper named Murder 1 Million. Can you tell me about you? What is it like being an artist?
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I love to kill people.
Yeah.
I would love to kill you right now.
And the guy tugs on his collar and looks into the camera.
Ooh. And this, here you're seeing the long-lasting effects of the Rahm Emanuel administration here in Chicago. I love it, dude. We did go to the Vice office when we visited New
That's
York,
true.
Dude.
It was yeah. It was right next to the Geico Gecko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Geico Gecko.
Yeah. Well, remember there's two. There was the Geico Gecko.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then the Brooklyn Geico Gecko.
Yeah.
That was right next to him that is completely fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was awesome.
It was like an off-brand mural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of the Geico Gecko.
Do you think the Brooklyn Geico Gecko came first and then Geico came in and then like threw up their tag and
Whoa.
Was like, nah, this one's better?
Yeah, like what the Redskins did with Indian people.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
They were like, I think we can do a better version of this.
Yeah.
And then they came up with, the perfect, the pinnacle.
Yeah. Me and Pat and Will last night we found this browser game called Crunker.
Yeah.
Which is just like a Call of Duty knockoff, but like in the browser, and it's got like Minecraft style graphics.
Crunker?
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
and
it's so fun.
It's so fun, but we played it for so long.
We played it for like, we played it, we started playing it like 12 and stopped at 2.
Yeah.
Oh
and
my God.
At the end, we just like couldn't stop just being like, you just got crunked just over and over.
Yeah.
And by the end of it,
Whoa.
I had a horrible headache, and then I went to bed and I dreamed about Crunker.
No, dude, it's too powerful.
They placed the Crunk's curse on me.
We need to DDoS Crunker. This game, dude.
Crunker is
no, we got to
so
play
fun.
It. We can't.
It literally is just Call of Duty with Minecraft style graphics.
We have
it's Minecraft graphics, and you can control like the gravity and shit. So we were playing like these games where we would only play crossbows and then like jump super high and snipe each other. It was
oh
fucking
God,
dope,
dude.
Yeah,
dude, it was so sick.
It was crunked as hell.
It was
we're trying to buy Cameron a gaming PC.
Oh yeah. So everyone bump up your pledges to
$100 a month. Let's go.
$100,000
If we get everybody to do $100 a month, we
could each get a new game. I could get two games.
We'd have like 30. How much money would that
be? We would be beating Pod Damn America.
We would be beating Pod finally.
I wonder,
rivals.
I wonder how much
Pod
they make.
Damn America. Our fucking the absolute evil version of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're the guy who does the one man show about.
We're the beautiful boys and they're the evil guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're basically gonna destroy them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's funny to start an unnecessary beef. Yeah, I know. I know nothing about it.
Yeah,
just start an unnecessary beef so we can get Cameron a gaming PC. That's probably how we do it.
Yeah, if you support us in this battle,
yeah,
in this clash of the titans between Pod About List and Pod Damn America,
yeah,
up that sub.
They stole the first word of their name
they
from
did.
Us.
Oh my god, dude.
You're so, dude. That's why
it's
Cameron
over.
Needs a PC. That's why yeah. Cameron needs a PC.
I should just get to take one of their PCs.
That's his thing. I'm the fat one. Caleb's the skinhead looking one, and Cameron's the smart one. And we can only make fun of Cameron for being too smart.
Yeah, your brain is so powerful. It's dumb.
I fucking hate it when Cameron does his telekinesis on me.
It's
I fucking
so
hate
annoying,
it,
dude. Oh
I don't
God.
Do that.
When he can learn every pattern of the railway.
It's so annoying when we're watching a movie and he just guesses the entire plot and tells you before we get it, before mm-hmm. we press play on the DVD.
Right.
That's fucking annoying.
You can extrapolate it if you read the back of the box. It's pretty simple.
It's so annoying. Oh. It's so annoying when he hears...
You can, if you look at the rainbow part of the DVD, you can just see what happens.
It's so annoying.
You just
when
have
Cameron...
to you have to unfocus your eyes like a magic eye, and you can just watch the movie on the back of the DVD.
And then it's a lot harder with a double layer disc.
It's like, yeah. you have to cut it in half down the middle. Yeah,
exactly.
What?
Because then you can one eye sees in widescreen and the other.
I put the DVD. I put the DVD on my finger and I spin it around, and then I put a long fingernail down onto the grooves in the DVD, and it mm-hmm. projects it onto the wall out of my
it's
eyes.
So it's so hard for him to do that with laser discs too, because the hole is bigger.
Last night, he has one big finger.
Yeah,
that's true.
You forget about my big
finger. That's his smart finger. That's his RFID smart finger.
You couldn't fit enough brain in your head, so you had to.
Yeah,
yeah. And I was like, you know what's a good place for an extra brain? Definitely the finger.
The finger.
That's where I'm gonna go.
just getting it closed in a car door.
Yeah.
just getting an aneurysm.
getting a concussion from typing on the computer.
I've been smoking weed again.
Ooh,
been,
nice.
Yeah,
ooh.
It sucks.
You got that? You got that NYC Kush, dude?
Yeah, yeah. The famous New York City weed that mm-hmm. that Nas talks about.
Yeah, it's more like a thin crust.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah, here we call it chopped grass.
Chopped weed.
Yeah, it's chopped it's
chopped
Chiba.
Chopped
Chiba. We just call it chopped cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chopped Chiba.
Chopped cheese.
Yeah. But last night I smoked weed and I was imagining, you know, that conversation of like desert island movies, like what's the movie you take on a desert island. I couldn't stop imagining, like, somebody asking me that question and then me showing them that I own a DVD, like a special edition of some DVD that comes it's packaged in a life raft. And it's just like
you got the special edition.
Well, yeah, the special edition of Castaway that comes with the work of a life raft and a month's supply of food.
You got the special edition of Without a Paddle, and it comes with
it comes with a paddle.
It comes with it comes with the paddle and the raft
and Seth
then,
Green.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Seth Green,
keep your hopes up.
He's so small.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to play action figures?
But yeah, that's just, you know, that's the only thing that happened this week besides packing things up.
Yeah, I'm buying boxes after this. I'm packing my shit up this week.
Dude, boxes.
So mm-hmm. expensive, man.
Oh, I know.
You
dude.
Should try making your own, like out of dirt.
You
and
get
rocks.
Like 6 boxes. It's like $20.
I know.
It's fucked up.
Go if out you want to buy like a pallet.
Go out to the side of the street. Go to the like the.
Go
grass.
Into their dumpster.
Go to the dumpster. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Find glass bottles, melt them down, and make glass
oh.
boxes.
Oh,
and,
I should
then
have
you can also,
box.
And then you can see what's inside the boxes.
That's
also.
True. Good idea. I should have yeah. saved the box that my PC came in.
That's true.
Yeah, that
well,
was
that's
a, big
a good
box.
Way to it's a good way to move it too.
Yeah,
if you put all of your clothes in glass boxes and then you put them in the moving truck when you arrive, you open up the back and they're all shattered and your clothes are just filled with glass shards.
and then the mover just says to you, "People in glass boxes shouldn't store clothes.
Yeah.
In glass houses.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah. And you're moving to a glass house also.
Yeah,
you guys.
And
that
he,
was
he
a...
says I'm glass, and then he breaks it on yeah. me in pieces.
I'm made of glass.
By the way, yeah, and I'm glass too. Yeah. One time when I was moving, when I worked like installing shower doors,
that was your job.
Yeah, I used to work as a glass shower door installer for like rich people.
Damn.
And yeah, it was awesome. And one time I was installing.
One time the stepmom was stuck in the washing machine.
yeah, and then I passed a contract into the washing machine and a pen, and I said, "Read this and then sign if you want." But I was installing a shower door for basically one of the like aunts from The Simpsons, and yeah. like Aunt Selma, like just exactly that lady. And she was like yelling at me, and I fucked her. Yeah, and I fucked her.
Caleb, I need you to have sex with me.
And then I was bringing the. She was like yelling at me the whole time, like don't hit the cat. Because she had a cat that was like running around. She's like, don't hit the cat. Don't hit the cat. And then I because I was so distracted, I was like walking up her brick staircase, and the corner of the glass shower door, it's tempered glass, so the corner of it hit. The stairs, and then the entire thing just exploded into a million pieces, like an $800 glass shower door, and all of the glass landed on her cat. And so I was just like, we'll get you another one. Sorry, bye.
Another
and
cat.
Just left her just picking glass out of her cat's fucking eyes, dude. It was awesome. Damn. I missed that job. It was so sick because it's like you truly do like. There, everybody who gets a glass shower door is rich, yeah. But some of them will like tell you like when you show up, like, by the way, I will not give you any water. You cannot use my bathroom.
Yeah.
Like I have kids. Don't look at them. Don't play with their toys. And it's just like, what do you want me to do then?
Yeah.
That's
I'm
so
here.
Weird.
I'm here to
not
use your house.
You water. That's so fucking weird.
And again, not letting me play with, you know, the pretend kitchen set and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
I just don't get it.
That really
dude,
sucks.
Rich
you don't
people
even
are
get
awesome,
to play
dude.
With the toys.
A
you
lot
don't
of
even get to play with the reek.
This one
they have
bitch,
a reek action
one
figure.
Bitch put a she put a lock on the trampoline.
What?
What?
So that I wouldn't jump on it. And then I had to crack the code to jump on the trampoline.
Yeah.
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 Well, if you just rocket jump, you'd be able to get into
that's,
it.
That's how
I didn't have a rocket launcher. It's not glass safe.
That's how Caleb's mom used to trick him into stop playing video games. She would just put a padlock on top of the just on top of the PlayStation, not connected to anything, and be like,
"Oh, fuck,
oh no,
it's locked.
I need to figure out the code." Oh.
Mom locked it.
I guess
God
I'll go
damn
outside.
It. Yeah, it's just you sitting
yeah,
with
and
the
then
lock
you walk
off
towards...
of. You're sitting away for like on the couch, just trying to unlock it.
Yeah, you try to go outside and you see the lock on your door.
Oh like, my god, I'm locked inside.
I'm locked inside forever.
Mom!
What's the code? You just have to turn the lock. No, what's
Did
the
you
code?
Have locks in your house that were like the door locks where for some there's no key to them. The key is just you put a hole like there's a hole, and that's how you unlock it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I
you
used
put
to
a
you
hole
put a
in
hole,
the door
put a
to
hole.
Unlock it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I told you I've been smoking weed. My brain is a box. There's like a those doorknobs where you have like the
I give up. Never mind. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I was going.
You have to put a hole into the doorknob?
No, there's a hole in the thing.
A key, you mean a keyhole?
Not a key.
And then you put a key into it?
It's not
like
a key.
Like the doorknob has a hole, like a small hole in it. Yeah, I had those, but we never had the lock thing.
See, I would lock it, and then my mom would just unlock the door. Fucking bitch, dude.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't. Never mind. I didn't have like a lock on my door or anything. Anytime I think, because my bedroom in high school, like my parents, just kind of like built like we had one big room and they just kind of like separated it so like my sister could have her own room and then when she left for school, I took that room. And that door, anytime the wind blew and my mom had her window open, like. It would just open my door.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I had a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple ghosts in previous houses. I've lived in 25 different houses.
I lived in my childhood house, but that's kind of.
I didn't have a childhood
house. I've moved like three times.
I pretty much am the top dog as far as
you're the big latchkey kid.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I used to walk around
with your latch key.
The big city of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I would ride the subway by myself. Go to diners, smoke cigarettes inside. Yeah. I had sex with old women as a child.
That's what you did. I was a latchkey kid.
Yeah, yeah, I was pretty much a latchkey kid. Like me and my teacher had sex. So
yeah,
it's pretty much. Pretty much what
latchkey kids do all the time is they're
I used to have to make my own PB&Js, and sometimes I'd even have to beat my own video games. So I was pretty much a latchkey kid. My parents weren't around much when I was a kid. You know, they were always working.
Yeah, they were always in the kitchen and in the dining room, and I would just be in the living room. So I had a really kind of isolated childhood.
I had to have a job when I was a kid. I actually had to do this. I had to unload the silverware. So,
I actually had to play with my friends every few days.
Yeah, every couple of days I had to play with my friends. One time I cleaned the bathroom, the downstairs bathroom, and which was always the dirty one because my dad would have his stinky friends over. And so, yeah, I pretty much had the worst childhood ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I basically, on Christmas, instead of one gift, I would get multiple gifts, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
It
was really bad. I had a really tough childhood, but it's really helped my career.
Helped my stand-up career.
I had a really difficult childhood. You know, my dad, he would drink like a glass of wine and then go to bed.
Yeah, it was pretty tough.
Without even saying goodnight to my mom or me.
Yeah. Sometimes when there was a big storm, the power would actually go out in my house.
sometimes there would be thunder and I would have to go under the bed.
Yeah. Sometimes we would get the mail and there would be bills.
Yeah, I pretty much went to public school, and I actually stopped believing in Santa Claus when I was in seventh grade, so that's pretty early. It's kind of like, you know, destroyed my life.
One time when I was playing tag, it started to rain.
Mm-hmm.
I had the worst childhood. One time I played in the mud and they made me take a shower.
Yeah. Also, I got AIDS when I was a kid. I got childhood AIDS, and I still have it. It's still childhood, though.
It's still grown up.
It has not matured.
Yeah, it hasn't. Thank God. Do a Hail Mary. Yeah, thank God it's not. I don't have adult AIDS yet.
God damn, it's so.
They say it's harder when you're an adult.
Yeah.
They say the surgery hurts more when you're an adult.
Yeah.
It is like deep frying my fucking brain in here.
Go to the store.
Let's wake you up, dude.
Go to the store.
No, if I go outside, I'm going to just start chafing. I don't want to like
Let's do it.
That's Patrick's dance mood.
Yeah. Chafing. He's going to get too excited and start chafing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to start chafing.
I'm going to start doing the chafe.
It's when you put one leg behind your head and the other behind that leg.
Yeah,
and you rolled around like a ball all the way to the store, and he goes and chafe.
Yeah, I do a Lincoln Chafee.
You do a LinkedIn Chafee.
Remember him?
Yeah, Lincoln Chafee. What was the other guy who ran? Who was like
Martin O'Malley?
No,
Jim.
Who
Jim
just Webb? Like as soon as Webb? He didn't win, he was like Trump's the guy.
Was it Jim Webb?
Yeah, I think it was Jim Webb.
Yeah, it was Jim Webb, yeah. As soon as, like, he did not, as soon as he had to drop out, he was like, I'm dropping out, I'm endorsing Donald Trump.
So awesome.
Yeah. So funny, dude. He's the man. That Trump video with the kid, with the white kid chasing the black kid is
Oh my god. Yeah, that dude, that was
it's been on my mind.
I think the funniest part is, like, I'm sure people have talked about this, but it's like, what is the message? Is the message here that, like, the cops were playing with the protesters and that's why the protesters are running away? Like, what's
the
going
thing
on
is,
here?
It's not there. I don't think there's any, I think it's literally just like, I mean, anything that he posts is just like, oh, that's kind of funny. Like, that's that is the only thing he thinks of before he posts it. And most of the time he's very right. You know, I wouldn't post those, the picture of the Photoshop of Hillary Clinton in the American flag bikini.
Yeah,
that one. I've been waiting on him to post it for 4 years now.
Yeah,
he'll do it.
The Obama with the big boobs.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the millions of ones that it's like Obama wearing like a headscarf.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want him to post one of those and just be like, is this real? Hard to say. Hard to say either way if this is a real photo.
Can't tell. There
were these guys back during the fucking Obama election. I think 2012. There were these guys who would sit at a table outside the post office and they had a big banner with a picture of Obama with a Hitler mustache and it said Obama is Hitler.
Would you go back in time to kill baby Obama? Well, you have to go back in time and take a plane to Kenya, but would you do it and kill Obama?
Would you go back in time and make Obama Hitler?
Would you go back
Patrick,
in time?
Patrick, stop playing with a blob.
I'm not.
He's eating a blob.
The only playing you're allowed to do is going to the store.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep harping on that this whole episode. Cause you, we,
I might do it. I can
bring
do it at
gun.
The. Yeah, I'll bring my gun.
Yeah.
Then I have to get like all my stuff together. I don't want.
What kind of stuff?
He has a store outfit.
What are you talking about?
He dresses up in a
suit. He goes full hiking gear. He has like a big tall backpack with a tent in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He has a compass.
He has a full Death Stranding outfit.
Yeah, just in case I get lost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look how mad he is. He's so mad.
I'm not mad.
He's so fucking mad.
I'm not mad.
I'm making fun of him for being too much of a baby to go to the store.
I don't want
to
go to the store.
There's a sandwich at the store.
It's literally a block away.
No, dude. The people, sometimes you got to work for this fucking, you got to work for that Patreon money. You're not getting your cut next month.
Yeah.
Let me see what my phone's at. All right, I can probably go.
Yes! Yes!
Woo!
Let's fucking go!
Oh, you can plug headphones directly into the microphone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a monitor.
It just monitors. Oh. Yeah. We're still figuring out these new mics, but they're sick. Here he goes.
All right.
Oh, my God. Wait. He's putting on a beautiful wedding gown.
Is one of you recording the Zoom call?
Yeah, I am. I am.
Cam is. He's making excuses already.
Then I can't go.
I have been recording the Zoom call the whole time.
Unmute your phone.
Okay.
And then mute your laptop or your computer.
Am I unmuted now?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mute your computer.
Okay, I've muted my computer. Can you hear me?
Oh my God, yes.
Dude, this is so good. I'm so excited.
All right. What are you going to...
Are you recording the call? I can't.
Yes, I've said it like 5 times. I am.
We're gonna do
but I didn't. I never hit any of the consent buttons.
I'm recording it on. I record every one of them. I have the audio. Just go.
All right.
Just go.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I don't have my keys. See, this is
gonna keep making up excuses.
Oh no, I do. I do have my keys. They're in my back pocket.
Wait. I don't have any legs or feet. Actually.
I forgot my brain and my eyes.
He's outside. Oh no, he froze.
No way. Oh, there he is. He's back.
Did it work?
Yeah.
How is it so far?
I had to shut off my Wi-Fi.
How's it going?
It's fine.
Is it scary out there?
Yeah, it's very scary.
Can you give somebody a hearty boo?
Yeah. Can you yell
boo!
At somebody on the street?
No, I'm not going to scare anyone. I'm not going to boo.
Give a
I'm
boo.
Not going to scare anyone.
No, sounds like boo, someone dude. Is afraid.
Yeah, you see, you're booing yourself right now.
I'm not afraid.
You are.
You take a stand.
You're afraid.
He's talking. He's you're very afraid to talk at normal volume.
I'm not.
You should you're yell. Afraid, you should yell.
Can you just give us one?
Can you just
huge
can you give us
yell?
Like a play by play at least of where
so,
you are?
Yeah, so we don't want to see you. We want to see your. We want to see what you see.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, wow. He's crossing the street.
Okay, he's crossing the street right now.
A day in the life of Patrick.
Ah, you're almost gonna get my car. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Here's another one. No, no.
All right, he's safe.
You're fine again.
Oh, he's crossing.
Oh, jaywalking.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh.
His video froze again.
I'm sorry,
oh.
I didn't give you enough credit. You're a total badass, dude.
Yeah. This is a pretty cool thing to do.
I almost pretty got... Much.
You almost got what?
You almost got what?
Nothing.
He's chasing a pigeon?
He's chasing a pigeon.
Oh,
to
he's
eat
going
it.
Into 7-Eleven,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God.
And
this
is where
it.
The magic happens.
This is it. Show us some Doritos. You have 10 seconds to find Doritos. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Oh, we found them.
Okay. All right. Now loudly say success.
Success.
Loudly. Success.
I said it.
Say
oh, that's
it loud.
Weird. They got one that doesn't have like the.
Whoa.
Whoa.
They forgot to color
weird.
The top of that
they
monster
to
energy.
Put the top yeah. of the monster on. Get that one.
Is that, do you think that's
doing?
Like
get,
a.
Get that one.
No.
That's rare, dude. You can sell
it. It's
them.
Not rare. Like, this one's probably more rare.
No. What?
Why what? This, why? One's this one's probably more
rare. It's gone.
Hey.
Hey.
Wait, unplug it.
Hey,
unplug,
yeah,
let me talk to him.
Oh, he put his phone down.
Oh, my God. I want to talk to him.
Yeah, let's get a conversation going. I just hear beeping.
At least show us the guy. Actually, I know the guy who works at that one.
Thank you.
He'll recognize me. Show me. Don't let them hold the door open.
Come on.
For you.
Yeah.
Say you like to open
knock
it yourself.
The-
say you like to open it yourself. I,
don't you dare fucking hold the door open for
say,
me.
Say, what do you think? I'm an old man?
What do you say? Who do
no.
you think I am?
I'm not doing that.
Pat, you used to be fun, dude.
I don't care.
He turned his video
he
off.
He cares, dude. He turned his video off.
Oh, did I
off.
Turn it off? Oh, whoops.
Yeah. It's okay. We knew wrong. We didn't miss anything because you're so boring.
Yeah. Do something. Run at somebody.
But I literally told you.
Just get on the train and go somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Just get on the green line and just see where it takes you.
This is awesome. This
it.
Is the most innovative podcast experience
nobody
I think
is doing
that's ever.
This right
nobody
now.
Is doing
God damn
America like
isn't doing this, dude. They don't know how to do this.
Yeah. This is a...
Did I bring my keys? I don't remember.
You said you had your keys before you left.
That'd be really funny if I got locked
I hope you're locked out. Oh my
best
God.
Episode ever.
Locked out. What the
whoa,
fuck?
Whoa, a construction thing just
boys,
went by.
I have the... You just... Okay. I have bad news.
What?
What?
My audio on Audacity stopped recording.
All right, we'll just use the Zoom call
you're
for this
have
one.
To use the Zoom call, yeah.
This is going to be a bad audio quality episode.
Dude, this is going to be the worst.
It's all right.
It means I don't have to sync anything.
That's true.
Probably have to sync the first half. I'm sure my cats have fucking destroyed, like, walked all over the goddamn keyboard.
Yeah, they walked on the keyboard.
He almost said destroy my entire apartment. They probably walked on the keyboard.
Yeah.
They right. last. So I left my computer open last night, and I fucking I made that video.
Push that guy.
Yeah, knock him over.
Push him.
Come on, turn around.
No.
Go
come
back.
Come on, dude.
No.
Remember when we used to play the knockout game?
Yeah, that was fun.
Boston.
Remember when we used to play knockout?
Where we would knock out Neil over and over again.
Yeah. We would just push Neil over.
We would just knock him out.
Yeah, I'm sure he's gonna love hearing that.
He will not hear that.
Yeah, I know. How fucking sweaty I already am.
All right, now pop that monster.
Oh my
open.
God.
Get back on the Audacity audio. Unmute that shit.
Oh wait.
You there?
Hello?
Come on, unmute something, baby.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Nice.
Woo!
Yeah.
So, successful trip to the store.
Give us a review. What do you think?
I go there every day. It's
yeah.
pretty good experience.
That doesn't have... You just got a blue monster?
Yeah.
What's the blue flavor called? Is that Fiesta flavor?
That is Fiesta.
I just crushed a white monster.
I'm the white monster.
Now
dude.
Someone's gonna triangulate the location of my apartment.
Yeah, everybody's. Yeah, everybody.
He always thinks somebody is hacking his location.
It's so funny. Yeah, what are they gonna do?
I've never met like a more paranoid young person than Pat. I don't think.
Yeah.
Without like the for the craziest.
Yeah.
Reason.
They're gonna find my house and they're gonna look at my trash. They're gonna see what I put
in
my tissues.
Worst case scenario where you're putting like what would it take for you to be put in like a taken situation?
Yeah.
For me where, to
like,
be put in a taken
like
situation.
What would they need to take from your apartment for you? Is it your cats?
Yeah.
Are you worried about the cats?
Probably the cats.
Probably.
I don't, yeah. Maybe the cats, probably my PC.
What do you guys think of these sunglasses?
Whoa.
And then you just go full taken, you're calling them.
Yeah,
threatening messages.
Yeah, but now you're giving them ideas. Now you're giving them ideas. So
yeah, they're gonna listen to this and go, "Hey, maybe I should kidnap his.
Maybe
cats
we should
after
go
all.
Steal his cats. And
maybe we should.
You know,
go
wait, I didn't even
Patrick.
Know he had a PC. Yeah, let's steal that while we're there.
You guys
dude,
have ruined my
yeah,
life.
You're
already.
Done for, dude. They know what
life.
It is, dude. They heard Green Line. They heard 7-Eleven. You're going.
Yeah.
You're done for.
Yeah,
dude.
You're going to jail.
Yeah. You're gonna have an Eminem stand situation on your hands.
Yeah,
this sucks.
Yeah. Yo, Pat, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling.
It could happen.
It couldn't.
It could
would
happen.
Not happen.
How do you know? How do you know it wouldn't happen?
What if Eminem is a huge fan?
Exactly.
And
that's
he,
what I'm fucking
and
saying.
He's like, fuck. I wish there was a way to be crazy about this guy. Oh wait, I wrote an entire song.
Yeah.
I'll just do
oh,
that.
I have an idea.
Let me get my hot daughter.
Are you re-wrapping a stick of gum? What are you doing?
Yeah, I just decided against it because we're recording something.
Yeah.
So I'm putting
Would you rather date Eminem's daughter or
yes.
have $1 million?
I would rather date her and then
I would rather have both.
And then sell her back to her dad for $2
Would you rather
dollars.
Date Eminem's daughter and get to be friends with him on PS3?
When?
Or be friends with Eminem on PS3 and you don't
would
have
you
to
rather,
date his daughter.
Would you rather date Eminem or date his daughter? Haley.
I think I would choose that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Who would you rather finger?
Eminem
or his daughter? Who would you rather have sit on you and watch a movie? Who would you rather want to watch Parasite with on a stormy day? Just cuddle up.
Probably Eminem.
Yeah.
Probably Eminem, right?
You know, yeah, Eminem probably could probably Eminem. Do some fun accents or something.
True. Yeah. In Parasite, especially.
Like...
Parasite would. He would kill it, dude. He would kill it with the accents on that.
Yeah.
No, I think he can only do like an Indian accent.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
doesn't he only. He goes like. Da-dang, da-dang, da-dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says doing, doing, doing.
That's all he does.
Yeah. You're right.
I think he also raps, but I might be mistaken.
No, he didn't. No.
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 Eminem is famous for saying the doing, doing, doing.
Yeah.
He does say it.
That's it. No, that you guys don't understand. The doing, doing, doing is his like rap alter ego. Normally he's Marshall Mathers, but then he turns into the doing, doing, doing.
Oh, okay.
Marshall yeah. doing, doing, doing.
Marshall doing, doing, doing. Yeah.
Marshall doing, doing, doing.
Eminem.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah,
are you talking about Marshall doing, doing from Detroit? Yes.
Yeah,
Pat, what are you looking at?
Marshall,
I can see you just completely
he's
zoning
out.
Out. You have a child's face while they watch a you look like a kid watching a Pixar movie.
No, it's a video.
Are you watching a video?
I'm watching a video of a guy.
We should
it
never
says, I'm
have...
never. I'm never selling weed in Joliet no more. And it's a group of white guys freestyling.
Video.
Yeah, one of them.
We should never let
door.
Patrick go to the store again. He thinks he can just do whatever he wants now.
He's just watching a video.
Yeah,
in the
you're just
recording.
Watching
this
a video.
Little,
that's
you're listening,
a
this
Twitter
is how little
video.
Patrick cares about you.
Yeah, Patrick's gonna get
a
smaller cut of the Patreon.
He should.
No.
Pat's going to get 10%, and
me
and Caleb will get 45%.
To the store. I should be able to watch.
You got a Monster Energy. You love Monster Energy.
You
okay?
love the store.
You love
and you didn't even do anything funny like look at the trash while you were out.
You guys made me do.
Go back out and look at
yeah,
the trash
to,
and show
go to
us
the store
if
again.
Anything cool.
I don't want to look at the trash.
Go outside, look at the trash, and see if you can find some food. And if you do, you got to eat it.
I'm not going to do that.
You do.
Oh, my God. I'm not doing that.
Unlock the door. Go outside. Look at the trash. Make it your own. Put one of your cats in the toilet.
Yeah, put a cat in the toilet.
Put a cat in the toilet.
No.
Go to Swirly.
Okay, two cats.
Can we go back to a normal episode?
No. This is the Patrick. We're playing virtual buddy with Patrick.
you are because this is torture.
Yeah, put sand on you.
Put
a bunch of dynamite sticks around you and then float across the room. And also detach your arms and your legs and your head from the body.
No.
Give me 1,000 coins.
Be great.
No.
Wait, have a George Bush skin on. I'm paying 200 coins for a George
I did
Bush
not
skin
have
right
sexual
now.
Relations with that woman.
Right, that's right.
That's George
Bush.
Yeah,
with any woman coming from you.
Yeah. Now say, I had sexual relations
with
that man.
Go outside.
I can't go
Cameron
outside.
Cameron is allergic to the outside. Look at him.
Yeah, that's true.
If I go outside, I turn into dust.
He turned into a dusty baby.
If he goes outside, he turns into a girl.
Yeah.
And I've never been outside.
It'd kind of be the ideal situation.
A girl when you're out. Girl in the streets, boy in the sheets.
Yes. Girl outside, boy inside.
Yeah.
Like beautiful.
Like a vampire.
Amazing.
It's just like a vampire.
Yeah. Vampires are girls and they're outside. But then
they're boys
inside,
when they're inside.
The freakish boy comes out.
You invite them to be a boy.
Yes. Yeah, they can't turn into a boy unless you invite them. I'm going to defeat a vampire here in New York. People keep getting shot in the head in my neighborhood.
Patrick, get off Twitter.
No.
Patrick is too mad. We made Patrick too mad at us, and now he won't talk anymore, and he's just browsing Twitter.
Pat, you should be
no,
good
I'm trying
thing,
to.
So.
I'm yeah.
This
no,
is Patrick.
Have,
is Patrick is giving us the
sucked.
Silent treatment?
I have sucked the last couple episodes. I will admit,
dude, you're such trash, dude. Me, on the other hand, I'm gonna chew some gum now.
Do not chew the gum.
I can only be the second worst guy on the episode.
Don't chew gum.
So I'm gonna chew this gum.
Do not
with the
chew
rat.
Gum.
I can't wait until the fans call me fat and gay and and stuff.
It's really getting to his head.
They call me a fat gay guy all the time.
Who calls you fat and gay? Let's talk about
There's
this.
People who call me fat and
well,
gay.
Give us some names.
Like
we'll go after
give
him.
Give us some names, yeah.
No,
we'll call him out. We're going to call him out on the podcast.
Yeah,
I don't want to give out any
okay,
names.
Okay, so you like being called fat and gay then?
I don't like being
okay,
called fat.
Okay, no, call
you know
him fat and gay some more.
You know who calls you fat and gay, buddy? The mirror. And you got to get your confidence right before you try and come and in podcasts. You know?
Pat, if anybody calls you fat and gay, we'll beat them up online style.
You cannot do that.
I'll do nothing. I'm going to beat up Patrick.
You probably,
Patrick,
will.
If anyone else insults you, I'm going to beat you up. So you better start being normal.
Yeah.
He's completely clocked out. Look at him.
He's
watching a movie.
He's watching.
I'm not
watching
a movie.
He's watching
a
video of toy trains going around a track. You can see his eyes just following the.
He's watching a video of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's getting hungry watching.
He's sticking. He's like. It's like one. It's like a frog watching a video of an iPhone of flies. He's trying to lick the screen.
Yeah, he's like that video of the monkey with the iPad who just keeps clicking and peanuts appear.
Yeah,
he's trying to eat all the peanuts.
A peanut appears?
Oh, we got him. We got him. Yes, Patrick. A peanut appears. What else do you have to say about that?
Nothing.
Ah, we were so close. That's annoying. That's like in a video game where you're fishing and then you almost catch it. And
then
it's off the line in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh.
Patrick, you want to go to the store again, buddy?
No, I don't want to go to the store anymore.
What do you want to do, Pat?
I don't know.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go to the dollar store? We could get you a little sheriff kit.
I don't even know what the point of this is anymore.
What, the dollar store?
No.
You don't even want to be on the podcast anymore?
I don't even know.
We're kicking him off.
I'm just going to get called fat and gay, and they're going to...
They're going to say
I'm fat and gay.
No, nobody's calling you fat.
And there's going to be...
No, Pat.
There's going to be people DMs calling me fat and gay again.
Pat, you're everybody's favorite.
And they're going to try and sell me Kratom and stuff again.
No.
And I'm going to overdose on Kratom.
Again.
And K2, and it's
you
gonna.
You can't overdose on Kratom. It makes you. It's from the earth.
Well, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna figure out how.
Telling my mom K2 is from the earth. Mom, it's good
mom,
for me.
It's from the earth.
You
mom.
Want me to get a C in biology? Let me smoke it.
Mom, seriously. From seriously.
The earth. It's called a performance enhancing drug. The reason it's banned is because it makes you better.
It's banned because the paper industry.
It's banned because the white man. Doesn't want me to get a C in biology. So think about that. And maybe try some yourself, Mom.
Mom, I just want to smoke K2 and I want to listen to Uncle Adams in the basement. Is that too much to ask?
Is that too much? I have a playlist. It's all uncles. Uncle Cracker, Uncle Adams, and my Uncle Matt's band, the Matt DeVita Project.
Yeah.
The Matt DeVita Project.
And... I just want to listen to those three. I want to play PlayStation 2. I want to play Crash Bandicoot. And I want to smoke K2. Yeah. So if you can't abide by that, Mom, guess what?
You're going to have to leave, Mom. House. You're going to have to move out.
Yeah, you're going to have to move in with Dad.
Mom,
you guys are going to have to get remarried.
If you keep acting like such a bitch, and you're going to move in with Dad. I'm going to live in your bed with your husband, and he's going to eat my pussy. So you might want to let me do what I want.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happened with my dad.
Your dad ate your pussy?
My dad ate my pussy, too.
Damn. Caleb got ate up.
Yeah, my dad.
Caleb got ate up.
Yeah, my dad is Alf.
What?
What?
My dad is Alf.
Who?
He ate my pussy.
Your pussy cat?
My pussy cat, Alf. My dad is Alf.
It sounded like you were saying Alf.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck is Alf?
My dad is Alf. That's
Caleb thinks that's what Alf is named.
Yeah.
Owl. Yeah, because he's an owl.
Yeah, I'm Owlf.
Yeah.
You guys like Oofle?
Oofle?
I love Oofle.
That's what Caleb thinks Alf is called.
You mean
called. Ubi?
Ubi! I think we're talking about Ubi.
Bro, Ubi's like my favorite guy on TV, man. I love Ubi, dude.
Damn.
I love that little white hand. That shit's funny as hell.
He got little eyeballs.
They put eyeballs on a hand, dude. It's kind of scary, low-key, though.
Dude, they got Ubi.
I don't know how guys talk like that all the time, because I that two lines and I have to drink an entire bottle of water.
They got Ubi, and they got Grandpa? Uh-uh.
Dude, they put Camp Lazlo on Disney Plus, bro. My weekend's over with.
Do you mean HBO Max?
Nope. Disney Plus, bro. They bought their rights, bro.
Really?
That is something that Rudy would just walk in and tell us.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if we ever talked about this. Me and Cam met this guy who sounded like that, who came to our – he worked with us. And he would just come in
and talk about these TV shows.
Yo, Day of the Dead, dude? Fire, bro. And then every once in a while I'd be like, yo, Tim and Eric is like the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life, bro. It's like kind of weird sometimes, but sometimes I'm like, oh, you guys are cool.
Yeah,
he's so awesome. He's the best.
He was sick,
dude. He ruled. We watched all those Hollywood. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah,
we watched that fucking when I came to work with you guys that one time. We watched all those Hollywood High.
And we watched the video of the guy shooting really fast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my god, dude, that video is fucking awesome.
I'm gonna retweet that right now.
It's so fucking funny. But yeah, he had like he was just like a stoner like skater guy. He was old. He was almost 50.
Yeah,
like,
he was telling us about
like a skater-owned bar in LA. And we were talking about Hollywood High. Then we saw Hollywood High the next day, and I'd never realized it was like the stair set was that big.
I think we literally talked about this the last time we recorded, Pat. We talked about this.
We talked about this with the Discord.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we're talking about Rudy right now.
Yeah,
we're not talking about Hollywood High.
I'm talking about Hollywood High.
Nobody cares about skateboarding anymore, dude.
Skateboard is over.
Replacing
skateboarding is over. Party.
Yeah. No, skateboarding. They just now it's, dude, all skate
about,
four.
It's all about
skate
inline
four.
Skating. Yeah, skate I brought this up at the beginning of the episode.
You did?
Yes, and you didn't even. I couldn't even bait you then.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
What do you think of Skate 4?
Dude, I'm excited, but also I'm skeptical.
Yeah,
because it's EA.
He's skeptical. He can't count higher than three, so he's skeptical about whether they pick the right number.
He thinks they invented a number.
See, I think they're just gonna call it Skate again.
Skate. I think it's gonna be SK4TE.
Oh,
I think it's gonna be 5K4 plus 3BOOBS.
Skate boobs.
That would be the greatest video game of all time. That's an $80 game, new against Skate Boobs.
$80.
It's rated AO. Yeah, you don't even have to ask why.
And it comes with
AOC. For mild nudity.
It comes with a Donkey Kong Bongos style set of boobs that you play with.
Yeah, you play it with a race car steering wheel to play Skate Boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to turn.
Yeah,
you have to turn your boobs off.
All the skateboards have steering wheels on them.
Yeah.
They have steering wheels and tires and engines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go on a racetrack and they don't do tricks. Really,
yeah. And you play this awesome skater named Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Earnhart Sr. And
he's like,
and just
like
remember to turn left. That's all.
Yeah. That was one thing that people don't acknowledge about Dale Earnhardt is that he just got confused left and right. Sometimes you get it confused in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just forgot.
No, he went camera left. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. He had recently starred in a local theater production as Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors. And so he learned the term stage left and stage right.
Yeah.
And somebody said left and he was like, oh, stage left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a performer at heart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and boy was at a finale.
Yeah, he went out with a finale.
Yeah, he went out with it.
He went out with a finale.
Yeah,
a big song.
He went out with a finale.
Oh, he went
sure.
out with an ending.
Yeah, just the worst news anchorman ever. Yeah, and Dale Earnhardt, he went out with an finale.
Yeah. And the tragic story of Dale Earnhardt unfortunately ended with the end.
Yeah. My name is Pussy Impossible. This is Channel 5 News. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's the morning news, and he says good night.
We're just writing Anchorman.
And then they're just like, oh, I guess we have to turn off the camera. I guess he said good night. We have to turn off the channel.
Pack everything up, I guess.
Yeah. And then he says San Diego means a whale's vagina.
Yeah.
I'm Spanish.
Todd Burgundy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Red Burgundy, and I'm the freaking worst newsman ever.
Oh,
today on the morning news, balls. I'm Red Burgundy.
I'm making my balls.
Yeah, hey, oh crap, I'm sitting on my balls. This is the news now. Hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Suck me off.
This is my personal
news. Suck my dick, bitch.
I like wieners. Back to you with the weather,
bitch.
Stupid bitch.
You stupid sucker.
Yeah.
Good morning, Arizona. You're gay, and I'm your dad.
You're gay, I'm your dad, and you're the news today.
And you're the news. Hey, how about you tell me some news, you pussy? Yeah.
Here's a piece of news. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Here's my news. Ready?
And now I'm gonna reenact an entire episode from the second season of Workaholics. All right, and go.
Hi, what's up? I'm Topher.
The real Topher Grace.
He turned out to be real Topher.
Yeah. Do real Topher. Topher to Toker.
No, Chris D'Elia played Topher on Workaholics, and he was a pedophile.
A pedophile.
Ah, turns out Chris D'Elia is a pedophile.
Oh.
Can't have that.
No.
We can't have that.
Oh, no. Chris D'Elia is a pedophile.
Chris D'Elia is kind of like the white male of pedophiles.
The straight white male of pedophiles.
Norse.
Yeah, and everyone in the audience claps and like, I guess that's correct. Yeah. It's a good point.
That's a good point, Nanette.
Yeah.
You've done it again, Nanette.
Nanette. Good one.
Ah, crikey, Nanette. You've done it again. Another amazing fucking stand-up special, Nanette. I can't believe you dunked from half court like that.
You're beautiful on the inside, love.
I'm Nanette.
Outside, you're fat as shit. You're a fat bitch, Nanette.
Yeah, well, Nanette was in the Beatles.
I'm Paul. I'm Ringo.
Oh, well, you know, we never wanted Nanette to quit the Beatles, but
after Paul died in that car accident in 1960,
we had to replace her with Paul.
Paul was a girl.
Yep, we replaced her. We made her
the fake Paul.
We put her in a Paul costume.
Have you guys seen that documentary about Paul McCartney being dead?
Yeah, no. I watched that in fifth grade.
It scared the shit out of me. There's a point where they're like, the documentary's like, and they had a CIA handler whose name was Maxwell. As we see in this song, when we play it backwards, they have a strong message to send to him. And it's like Yellow Submarine or something. If you play it backwards, it goes like, fuck you, Maxwell. And they're like, obviously this means the CIA handler's name was Maxwell.
And not even like considering like the Maxwell silver hammer or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Fuck you, Maxwell.
Fuck you, Maxwell.
It's fucking
All right.
What time are we at? I can't see. Pat's happy. I could do another 2 hours, dude.
Yeah. I could. I have a second wind.
I'm going to stop recording.
Oh,
yeah,
my
Pat,
God.
Pat got a second wind because he farted 2 times.
Oh!